Croeso and welcome to another throwback episode of Tales for Wales. That's right, we've covered so much history, we've gone absolutely full meta, and we decided to start covering our own history for our lovely tailies now. So whether you're new to the pod and you want to just have a little sample of the early days of Tales for Wales, or you're a seasoned vet and you're looking to sample a little bit of the old vintage plonk of the past, every week we'll be replaying a little pint-sized clip from our back catalogue.
Yeah, and you'll have a great time, I'm sure.
And it'll be really good.
It'll be really good.
Please keep doing and listening to us.
Because we did realise we're like fucking a year and a half into this stupidness. Mm. And obviously, some of the early episodes, the audio ain't great, right? Sue us. We're not the pros we are today. Sorry, Lord, for I have sinned. My audio recording.
We come from humble backgrounds, baby. We come from humble beginnings.
Have
right?
you ever
we
heard?
We're always the Goliaths we are today.
Do you know, this is slight side note, but classic us. Do you ever listen to podcasts and then you hear a trailer for another person's podcast and they go, so join us every Thursday where we'll take a wry eye look at the Saxons. It's, oh, fucking shut up, cunt. It's so annoying. I really hate if we ever do ads on other people's podcasts, that because they're always like, hey, I'm Franks and this is Jack, and together we take a little look back through the annals of Welsh history. Annals? Or did you say anals? Come join us.
And it, like, I thought you were going to say it would be like, and together we are 3, 2, 1. Tales for Wales to get together at the same time.
No, but you know, like, it's something really jarring when you've chosen to listen to something and then two pricks turn up out of nowhere and like, oh, listen to us. And it's always the same format. So it goes, so join us every Thursday as we take a look back. So this is such a fucking tangent. Listen to this, right? It's funny, right? It's from about 2 years ago, right? And then if you like it, make your way back through the older episodes. We love you, bye.
Exactly, cheers, blah, 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 ta.
You asked what I've been up to. I had one of those moments today that is that every work shy piece of work fears. I had, like, my work's been quite quiet. So I actually asked my boss, I was like, oh, is there anything else I can do today? Like, I'm looking for work.
And you fucking bum.
Yeah, I know. Well, the thing is, like, we get marked for, like, you have to, every client we work with, you kind of have to put your hours against it. So if it comes like, what do you do today? Well, I played quite a lot of Ghost of Tsushima. So
That would be time well spent, in my opinion. But yeah.
Well, I usually just ask for something that's quite easy and I'll spend longer than I need to on it. But anyway, so he said, oh, actually, no, there's not an awful lot. We're waiting for something big to come in. So as I was waiting around, it got to about 5 o'clock and a client messaged us and said, oh, hey, can you help with this? And then I got called onto a call with like 4 other people. So there's 5 of us on the call. And I literally, the minute the call started, I just switched off and I started daydreaming. I was looking through Sky about what I was going to watch with our food. And it's like chocolate.
Hashtag relatable.
It's what the people want. They will know this. And I was like, I even powered up the PlayStation and it got about 15 minutes in and everyone on the call was really...
Powered up the console in prep. Like, I know I'm not going to last at least 10 minutes, so I might as well get a game loaded up ready.
And it was like 5 o'clock, and I meant to finish at 5:30, so I thought, what's going to be happening here? But the call went on for about 20 minutes, so it was like 5:20. And then I started thinking, oh, everyone seems really amped up, and like something big's just happened.
I'd be brooding at this point. I'd be going, oh, hang on a minute.
Yeah, so I turned off the PlayStation again. It only just powered up, which was annoying. But I put it to a side and I thought, oh, I should probably start like listening. And then it was quite like, it sounded quite heavy. And then I thought, with about 5 minutes left of the call, I started writing notes furiously because I knew what was going to happen, and it did happen. And they went, oh, Franks, are you happy to reply back to the client then with what we just discussed? And I was like, oh, what?
I would be if I had any idea what you've just been discussing.
But then this is what I think everyone's just blagging, like just pure blagging, because I literally didn't listen to it. And I'm not being bravado, I wasn't listening. I was just a bit tired, a bit lazy, just not on my game today. And when they said, the only thing I wrote down was like two things which said, oh, it's not about the size of the company, it's the size of the audience. And I thought, that's the... I pin in my entire response on that phrase.
Such a fucking platitude there. There's just absolutely nothing of substance. You're like, yeah, this is enough to work with.
So that was literally that sentence. It was like, I'm going to craft this entire response. And I was looking at who was also on the call, who else was on the call. So I'd be like, if I got a friend on the call, like a message being like, dude, what the fuck was that? Can you help me? But then, they're all lovely, but they weren't really the kind of people I go to saying, hey, I'm an idiot, so can you help me? I said, oh, yeah, sure, guys, I'll write it up. Can I send it to someone just to double check to make sure I've captured what we've all just discussed?
Oh, the classic, yeah.
So I just sent the email back saying, it's not the size of the company, it's the size of the audience. No, I blagged it, and I read through his email, and I tried to pitch together what it might be, and I sent it on to someone. And when you see what my draft was compared what we sent to the client, it was appalling. Mine was like a scribbled piece of paper with dribble on it.
It's like classic going, so this is what I've come up with. It's it's not the size of the audience, the size of the company, or whatever it was, whichever way around. Could be wrong way around.
Yeah, imagine and I get the wrong goes, way
yeah,
around.
Yeah, no worries, but you did actually miss like six major points. You go, oh, did I? Oh, bloody, what am I like? And then you just note them down. Thanks, that's my job done.
The first part of the call, I was sat there thinking, I was having like bad hay fever at the time, or like sneezing. I think like the dog just came too close to me or something. But I do sneezes where you go like that, you know, you stop.
The ones that could fucking knock your eyes out if you don't close them.
Yeah. I then went on like a 2 minute, like, because I got ADHD as well, so it's quite hard to do any trails of thoughts. I started then just thinking
wheeling out all the bloody excuses for this one, didn't you?
And I also had a bad relationship with my dad.
And I got ADHD, and actually, you know, I've been going through a lot lately.
Yeah. And I've got a problem with my weight, and my dad never said he loved me. I then started thinking, oh, what if I stopped, like, I don't, because I don't let any sneeze out, I just go like that. What if it like impacts my brain and my brain just one day goes poof, like explodes? And I was like, oh shit. Well,
the ultimate sneeze comes out because you've been building them up all your life. So let's just get the one mega sneeze and you're fucking, head explodes.
And then I went to the gym today, and I told you I was doing rowing. And rowing's like, fucking, it's good. Like, I've
fuck
been doing,
that, mate.
Oh, it's hard. And we used to do it when we used to gym together, didn't we?
Yeah, but I used to hate those days.
I've been doing weights for fucking ages, and they're fine. I'm good at doing weights, but you don't lose weight by doing weights. You just, you have nice arms and a fat tummy. So, I was like, oh, I should probably do something about the rest of my body. And, and then I started like, picturing if one day I was rowing, my arms get stuck on the row thing, they just come off and I have no more arms. The only thing I like about my body. And it was just all whilst they were yabbering on about some client work.
Popped out of the fucking shoulders like a fucking Ken doll. And you still you don't get it. That's it then, yeah. Oh, well, yeah, that's fair enough. That does sound pretty horrible. I've been in that situation before where you just go, oh, this is a meeting I don't have to pay attention to. Yeah. And more often than not, especially in my work, they do the meeting and go, look, we'll send the summary around afterwards. It's like, don't invite me to the meeting. I'll just read the summary. Actually, I probably won't even read the summary, but...
why have you employed me?
Yeah, why'd you pay me? But if someone goes, oh, have you done that thing we asked you to do the meeting, then I can quickly Google in Outlook, you know what I mean? Search in Outlook. Yeah. Some keywords and go, right, that's what I was meant to do. So, yeah, it's just not nice to be in that situation, but they don't make it nice, do they? I was going to mention, I've been on a speed awareness course.
Have you?
Yeah. So, do you know we went on a little... some keen-eared listeners might remember when we mentioned a weekend away with the guys and gals down in Devon. When was that? That was like a few months ago now, wasn't it? Anyway, February, yeah. So I'm pretty, for the listeners who don't know, I'm a pretty slow driver. I'm pretty granny-ish. Cautious Carol, not the most confident, very granny-ish driver. I'm always at the speed limit or lower. The one time I fucking went over the speed limit, I was on a motorway, I did 80 and a 70, right? That I feel like there's more people doing 80 on the motorway than 100%. There isn't, right?
You only should do 80 on the motorway.
Yeah, 70 is too slow for the motorway, even I think that, right? And bloody, some fucking Devonshire policeman got me, some fucking clotted cream shagging cunt, fucking, not bitter, had me. And yeah, so I had to do this bloody thing. At first I thought, they're not going to make me go back to Devon, are they? And like make me do this in like a fucking office somewhere. Thankfully it was all over Zoom or whatever. And it was exactly what you expect. Just the most boring thing in the world. It's the most obvious shit. But I had this this Yorkshire woman on there, like teaching us, you know what I mean? It's very fucking straightforward. Just like, right, sign in front of you, it says 40. What speed you do?
And he'd be
40. And she goes, right, yes, exactly right. Smart lad, right.
You go far, you little lad, right.
Yeah. I know I'm not doing a woman's voice. I can't do a woman's voice in Yorkshire. This is all I have to do.
Yeah.
Really good. Oh, very good. And then the next question would go, right, now, you see 50. What's 50? How fast do you go? And you go, 50. And then you go, right, exactly right. Again, yes, big tick for you. And all of a sudden, it was basically that all the way through. And there was like little bits like, she'd go, you know, she'd catch someone on her phone. She's like, Sandra, I don't mean to be, I don't like to do this. I do not like to do this. But if I see you on your phone, I'm going to have to kick you out. I don't want to fucking do it, Sandra. I'd rather claw my own fucking eyes out than kick you out of this. But if I see you on your phone again, I'm going to have to kick you out. And it was like, okay, so fucking militant. You have to have your camera on. You know, I'm used to seeing my little profile pic on Zoom calls and I can fucking just do whatever I want.
Yeah.
But they got that watching you like a hawk. Yeah, it was just lots of that. And then it's obviously been tailored so you can't just zone out and be, you know, looking into the distance, glassy-eyed on this thing. Because they go through one by one and go like, oh, so what did you think of that then? What did you think of that? And it's like, oh, you have to think of something.
Yeah.
And they go, what? And at the end, they're like, oh, what was the most interesting thing you found about this then, Jack? And I was like, I don't know. That's like fucking my head. I was like, what's, I don't know, that's asking me like what my fucking favourite cloud I've ever seen is or something like that. Like, how can I answer this? You know, I've been so fucking uninterested the entire time. But the best thing is you can give a bullshit answer and they'll just have to accept it. And they're like, there we are then, you're at the end, you know, you haven't got your three points or whatever. And it was just a bit like, you know when you think it's like a waste of time?
Oh, like, you're not going to tell us what your favourite moment was.
Oh, I can if you really want.
Of course, everyone's dying for this.
Okay, did you know that they showed a video, right, and it was like, this is a car stopping at 30, and they marked where it stopped on this runway.
If you hit me at 20 miles, I'd be dead as a doorknob.
They did, the Yorkshire woman did say something, it was like, you hit a kid at fucking 20 miles an hour, right? You'll be all right.
She'll be all right.
And then he's like, him at 80 is fucking dead, yeah? Fucking dead.
Fucking Bromley, you know that, right? You fucking disgust me, you do. Yeah. But you go around fucking hitting kids
you're
all day long.
Speeding bastards.
Speeding bastard liars.